Hare Krishna. Welcome back to our discussion on positive thinking. Today we are discussing about the process of inner empowerment through meditation. In our previous talk we discussed about PIES, the four dimensions of our being, physical, intellectual, emotional and spiritual, which are taken care of by respectively Prasad, Swadhyay, Satsang and Sadhana. So one of the most potent ways by which we can take care of our spiritual side is by meditation. So Buddha stated that meditation leads to wisdom. Lack of meditation leads to ignorance. So meditation is extremely powerful. Means for awakening the light within, for activating the torch that enables us to see the inner landscape clearly and recognize allies and disempower adversaries. In the inner territory, we have to make choices which emotions we will strengthen and which emotions we will reject, will weaken and reject. So all this comes to the fore when we practice meditation. Meditation centers on building up our inner muscles. Sometimes people think of meditation as sitting in a particular posture, maybe with yogic posture, with legs crossed, with back erect, and look closed eyes, sitting motionless. Yes, that is one kind of meditation, but that is actually not the essence of meditation. Meditation essentially means shifting the mind from the unchanging outer reality to the changing inner reality. So meditation's purpose is to focus our consciousness on that which is unchanging. And what is it that is unchanging? The outer world is characterized by change. The only thing constant in the outer material level of reality is change. So if you want to go beyond change, if you want to go from negative to the positive, if you want to go from the changing to the changeless, we need to raise our consciousness from the material level to the spiritual level. So meditation essentially means shifting our consciousness to a spiritual object of thought. If we are in a boat, if we are in the ocean, then the waves in the ocean are constantly going to make the boat move up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. But if we become situated within that ocean in a boat which is anchored, then that connection with the much heavier, stronger, sturdier object ensures that the boat will be shaken lesser and lesser and lesser. Similarly, when we in the world which we live in is always filled with waves. There's happiness, there's distress, there's honor, there's dishonor, there's pleasure, there is pain, there's heat, there is cold. So when we face such dualities in our life, we get tossed up and down, up and down, up and down by these dualities. And the way to stay steady amidst these dualities is not by expecting that the waves stop. Never will we find a time in our life when we will no longer be unsteady. We'll find that outer situation will become steady. To expect outer steadiness, to expect outer equanimity of situation, outer equality, steadiness of situation, is to keep waiting forever. Just as the boat to be steady can't expect the waves to stop, the boat needs to be anchored. Similarly, we need to anchor ourselves to an inner higher reality. And when we anchor ourselves to the higher reality, we stay calm even amidst the storm. The outers, there may be outer, externally there may be ups and downs, but internally we'll stay steady. And that is precisely what happens through the process of meditation. There are various ways in which we can meditate. The most potent form of meditation is mantra meditation. Mantra, the word mantra in Sanskrit means manas trayate iti mantra. that sound vibration which frees the mind, manastrayate, that sound vibration which frees the mind from agitations, from anxieties, from infatuations. This, the negativities that are there in the mind, that sound vibration which drives away those negativities, that is called as mantra. So, just as the process of meditation, which is meant to focus our mind, it becomes easily accessible when it is given some tangible form. So, if we keep meditation purely at the abstract level and think of it only in terms of negatives, just closing our eyes, being motionless, sitting in a particular posture, then the positive energy that we have to be active, to do something, that is not channeled very effectively. So meditation in terms of doing nothing doesn't work. Meditation essentially means doing the positive thing, that is connecting, using positive sound vibration to spiritual reality. Now, sound has extraordinary power. We see that sound might seem just to be ordinary, but first time when the airplanes broke the sound barrier and started flying above the speed of sound, then the airplanes were flying high up in the sky, and below in the houses and the windows of many of the people below shattered. The plane was hundreds of meters above in the sky, but below the window shattered. How is that? Because because the sound vibration, the vibrations that were emitted by the plane as it moved, that was subtle. They were invisible, but they were potent. Now, among all our senses, we are led most by our eyes. Now, what we see, we give a lot of stress on. But at a subtle level, the sound has a powerful potency. When we are asleep, we don't see things, but we hear. An alarm clock, that's why we have an alarm clock, not an alarm sign. Alarm sign, if it comes up, it won't wake us up. We need an alarm clock. So similarly, what we need is, just as when we are in a state of spiritual languor or slumber, at that time, what awakens us is spiritual sound. So we are spiritual beings capable of higher perception and purposeful action, but this capacity is currently impeded by our diminished consciousness, by our affliction with infatuations and agitations that consume the mind. So to the extent we go beyond these infatuations through the medium of spiritual sound, to that extent we can rise higher in our consciousness. And that is precisely what spiritual sound does. So among the various spiritual sounds, the sound of the holy names of God is especially potent. God himself manifests through the sound. Abhinnatvam nama namino. The object that is named manifests through the name of that object. And so when we call out the names of God, say for example, when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. At that time, when we chant this mantra, we actually experience a connection with God. And that connection with God gives us enormous potency. It enables us to become channels for God's omnipotence to be expressed through. All the negativity that is there within us gets cleansed away, just as if there is a dirty puddle, if there is a dirty lake, dirty pond, when rainwater comes into it and flows through it, all the dirt gets away. It's like that. All the inner negativity that is there within us, it gets swept away when we expose ourselves to spiritual sound. The spiritual sound vibration and the meditation centered in spiritual sound vibration can be done in two ways. The individual meditation, which we do through prayerful recitation of the mantra, is called as japa. And the group meditation that we do through the process of kirtan collectively, that is called as kirtan or sankirtan, that kirtan that is done together, that involves music, that involves dancing, and that is a celebration which is actually a meditation. And through both these methods, we can experience non-material enrichment and empowerment. And researchers have found that the university study done in the University of Florida found that those who meditated regularly, they were calmer, they had lesser negative traits, and they were able to exhibit much more positivity. And in that way, the meditation, especially mantra meditation, helps bring out the best within us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.